Chapter 6. Transplutonian Region. The last planet of the solar system turned in silence. Explosions flashed. Ships glittered like snow falling through a winter night. Lives ended. They ended in small spaces, with the air sucked away, in the roar of gunfire pouring through passages, in the spinning blackness where the last sight given to them was the blink of explosions and the light of stars. And they ended in the heart of a moon, with the blood of a being who had been more than human, but less than a god, pooling on a floor of cold iron. Rogel Dorn, Praetorian of Terror, looked down at the corpse of his brother. Around him the world turned. Groups of warriors appeared in fresh flashes of teleportation light. They spread through the vault as the doors crashed open and Kestros ran in, and saw a sight that none would have believed. A moment that should have stopped the galaxy on its axis. A Primarch dead at the hands of his brother, within sight of the world of their creation. But the solar system turned without pause, unknowing or uncaring. In the launch bay hangars, Ms. Madra swung up through the hatch of a lighter, as Ashul kicked the engines to life and the machine lifted from the deck. She glanced back as the hatch began to shut. The entrances to the hangar bay were already glowing hot from where lascutters bored into them from the other side. It was over. She had known that from the moment she heard the warning cries on the Vox and the false thunder of teleportation displacement. The Legion had taught her many things. Subtlety, brutality, the kind of courage that existed in silence. And it had taught her that survival was better than death in a failing cause. The lighter turned its nose to the fire-stained dark beyond. The solar system was a large place, large enough to vanish into like a drop of water into a lightless pool, large enough to give her the sanctuary of shadow while she waited. "Go," she said, and the lighter shot out into darkness. In the command throne of the Alpha, Silonius watched the holoscreens and felt the ship shake around him as it took fire. In a dark pit of his being, he felt an emptiness grow. "Shield failure across 98% of frontal zones," called one of the senior engine seers. "Damage to dorsal and prow zones critical."
"Do we have teleport range to the Hydromoon Fortress?"
"Negative."
The pulsing shake of impacts ran through him as he watched the cascade of tactical information, force strength depleting across the fleet by the second.
"Signal to all forces," he said. "Full withdrawal." "By your will."
"We are Legion," he whispered to himself. "We are many, and we are one."
In the launch bays of the Lacrimae, Sigismund stared at Ran as the armourers and servitors yanked damaged plates from his armour, and arc torches sent plumes of sparks into the air as they repaired what damage they could. The damage to his body would be a matter for later. For now, there was only this moment of transition.
"They're breaking?" he asked.
Ran nodded.
"Like dogs running from lions! Our ships are pursuing!"
Ran grinned, scars cracking the mask of dried blood on his face.
"The slaughter will be great."
Sigismund shook the armourers free.
"Bring me my sword," he said.
And through all the quiet and the deafening echoes of the past becoming future, the dead slipped away one by one, to be forgotten or remembered. In the dark, Arcamus heard the sound of his breath, short gasps wet with blood, growing shorter and shorter. Darkness filled his eyes. He must have fallen again, he thought, though he could not remember. He could not move his limbs. There were sounds, close by and loud, but so distant that they seemed like silence.
"What are you afraid of?"
He felt a presence close by, and hands lifted his head and shoulders off the floor.
"Arcamus," said Rogel Dorn.
"Lord,"
he said, and felt himself gasp for breath with the effort.
You are wounded."
The blackness bloomed and rippled around him.
"Alpharius, what he said?"
"Lies, nothing more."
"It should never have come to this. I should have stopped him before it came to this. I failed you.
You have never failed me, my son.
I am not your son, my lord. I am your Praetorian.
And then the last slice of the past fell into the future, and the darkness and silence became absolute.